The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
We are looking live at Tostitos Championship Plaza outside Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas, where it is a pre-eclipse Thursday. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that here in a second, because it's a big deal here in Dallas, Frisco area on Monday. It is 54 degrees. The high is 79. The low is 53.
He is Kurt. This is Shannon. In the back is Chris Beam keeping us, well, technically not live today because we'll have company. I am Zaddy Holly. Together we make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People
feel us
when we speak.
Yes.
And this segment is brought to you each and every.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
You got one job. You got one job. You got one job.
I got the weather. I have two jobs. I got the weather right. Each and every day by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. And we will be joined by a very special guest, five-time Super Bowl champion, Hall of Famer, wild man, Charles Haley will be joining the show here shortly.
He's in the building. Yeah.
He's in the building. We saw him. Kurt saw him. He greeted you this morning.
Did.
As only Charles can greet you.
Gave me a hug. Yeah.
So stay tuned, because you never know what's going to happen.
Player-wise, is it just Tom Brady that has more Super Bowls than him?
I think so. Because at one time, he was the only one with five.
He was the only one with five.
And then Tom
was like, well.
Yeah. Let me go.
And then Patrick's on his back.
Yeah.
Oh. Patrick Mahomes is nearing.
How many of y'all think that guy's going to win? But when it's all said and done,
probably it's about seven. I think about at least six or seven. I do,
because he's what, 30? Is he 30? Is he 30?
No, yet? I don't think he's even.
Look that up.
I think
Kurt.
He's like 28, 29.
And he's got three. So he got three now.
Three.
That's gonna be interesting, man. He's just different.
He's been to the AFC Championship game every single year.
28.
How stupid is that? Every year he's been. I wonder what that feels like. Anyway, so
feels
yeah,
like to go to one.
There you go, Kurt.
You don't have much time left. You're on the other side. You're on the other side of the hill.
Me?
Yeah,
I know.
Count down.
You got closer. Plenty of time left.
You're closer to the grave than you are to the.
Dang, I'm older than him now. Come
Whoa,
on.
That's right, man.
Be careful,
man.
I know.
And then Nate, golly, and I'll be the first one to die, right?
Probably.
I'll be the first one to die.
All that clean living,
I know. Working out, doing right by folks, and all that.
The Lord's gonna be like, man, we need a lot more. Up
the
here.
Good die young. Yeah. The good die young.
The world's going to hell anyway. Let's bring you on in.
Let's get you in here early, brother. Let's get you in here early.
And by the way, Shannon did tell me the other day, can I break the news for your, you have something coming up, right?
Oh,
that
yeah.
We've been telling you to do?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Shannon scheduled a doctor's appointment.
Hey, all right.
You know who inspired me?
Chris.
Yes. You know why? Can I tell them your news?
You're pregnant.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Chris is getting the old
finger.
Oh, even better.
Ooh. Two fingers.
No,
oh.
The scope.
The scope.
The over 45 scope on Monday. So he,
I will not be in on Monday.
We were
playing a video game.
Not only will the eclipse be happening on Monday,
full eclipse,
full moon.
Yes. We were playing a video game, and Chris was telling me he had a doctor's appointment, and he was like, yeah, really, you know, I got this guy here, good things about him. And then he went, and then doctor's like, you're over, you know, 45, it's time to do the old scope. So he, I was like, you know what, if you're going to get that, you're going through let me go ahead and just,
because what's the doctor's name? And I was like, here you go. And he called him up and scheduled one himself.
I did.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm 40. So I need to do my
at 45.
45. Okay.
They pushed it back.
Yeah. I'm good.
It's 45.
All right. Okay.
You should go get your prostate checked at 40.
My prostate.
But then colon scopes at 45.
Like so, around the rim.
Yeah.
It ain't that bad, man.
Yeah, the prostate.
They knock you out.
So. Yeah, I heard that. My mom.
Yeah, they knock you out.
Our family has a history of like polyps, colon polyps. Yeah. And mom's had one or two, and she was like, she goes, the worst part is drinking the thing you have to drink the night before.
Yeah.
She's like, I literally threw up. Like, some kind of weird mixture.
It does clean you out.
Does it? Oh, great. Great. All right, enough about poop talk.
Yeah.
The eclipse is Monday. Big deal, but it's supposed to be overcast here. And, like, I think Arkansas through Oklahoma and Dallas is supposed to be, like, the best viewing area of the – you get to see the full eclipse. So it'll be –
hopefully it'll be stay clear.
They're expecting like 400,000 people to come to Dallas on Monday. Really? They're having like eclipse parties. Wow. And
they're saying that more people will come through Dallas than like Super Bowl, like than a Super Bowl crowd.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I was watching the news this morning and the guy on NBC said that he is traveling. He said the ticket prices to go to these places have been skyrocketing. He said he had to book a ticket from Washington to Indianapolis. It was $2,000 for
what?
Coach. He goes, he could go to Europe on that.
Man, to see.
Golly.
I don't want to talk about people, but that's kind of nerdy. Like, that's kind of nerdy. Like, you, because the eclipse will last how long? Like, the
10 minutes or so. I mean, it's the full eclipse is only.
But it only happens like once every 40 or 50 years.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, it does happen once every year, but somewhere else in the world. Does that make sense?
Yeah, right. On a different continent.
Yes, on different continents. Yeah. So like, once in this area.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm from the States, this is just me. I'd rather say, you know what? Where's it going to be at next year? Europe? Okay. I'll spend the $2,000 to go again. Let's make it a
kill two birds with one stone.
I'm not going from Washington to Indianapolis on a $2,000-plus budget, plus hotel, plus probably a rental car, plus food.
And I'm flying back for work on Monday and didn't even think about it. I booked my flight like 3 weeks ago.
Airport's going to be
insane. Oh, my God. Like, I'm flying back. I land at noon. Wow. And the eclipse is at 1. It's going to be a day.
Oh, you'll probably be good, though.
I hope. I don't want to deal
but
with
has it
mess.
Been me, but this sun in Dallas has been super bright like the last couple days? Like yesterday?
Has it?
Like trying to drive? I could, with sunglasses on, could barely see the sun was so like blindly and piercing my eyes.
I don't know. I haven't noticed.
I could be getting old. I could be a that, thing too.
Yeah, that could
time
be.
Time of day. It's low right when we're driving to work.
Could be. Before we go to break and then we bring in our guest, 30 visits. They brought in a lot of running backs, haven't they?
Yeah, like six and all the big names.
Is that
Benson, Brooks?
Chris, is that abnormal? Do they normally bring in that many running backs? You're a 30 visit.
They haven't
guy.
Had a need for a running back in a while.
Yeah, it's probably more this year. Now, the running back class, there's not really a first rounder this year as a running back. Watch the draft show at 11, by the way. So that's probably why they're bringing in, because it's going to be a late round, second and on. So,
gotcha.
Yeah. It's Trey Benson, Florida State. Jonathan Brooks, Texas. Bucky Irvin, Oregon.
There.
Rasheen Ali. Kid from TCU, Imoni Bailey. I mean, it's... they're stacking them up. They're taking a look, I guess.
All right. Well, we have a special guest out in the hall, so we're going to go to break, and then we are going to come back with the great Charles Haley. You don't want to miss this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on Hanging with the Boys.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they make just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? crispy, juicy classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection, and sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to the second segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Blockchain.com. Thank you, Blockchain.com. And we are joined by a very special guest, the great Hall of Famer, five-time. There's only one person that has more.
Yeah, but he got an asterisk by his name.
Does he? Oh, the great Charles Haley. Welcome to the show, Charles. How you been, man?
Hey. God is good.
Yeah. And big shout out to our homie, Big Nate, for setting this up and getting Charles on the show. I wish he was. I'm kind of glad he's not here because we wouldn't be able to air this show.
I know that's right. Hey, I love me some Nate.
He's great, man.
He's great. He's told us stories about you two going at it in the locker room.
Oh, yeah. We had the best time in the world.
You know, he credits you for a lot of his success in the league. Like, he talks about it all the time, how you pushed him to be a better player and stay in shape. And, like, if it wasn't for you, he wouldn't have slept in his car in the parking lot after all them long nights because he was worried about you wearing him out and making him go work out. Like, what made you latch on to Nate and, like, want to push him and help him?
He wanted to do it himself. He would tell me, hey, Charles, I'm going against this guy. Can you do some reps with me? And, once he started it, now we're going to keep doing it. And conditioning is the key to winning. You know, if you can line up 20 times to hit somebody in the mouth the same speed, guess what? He's going to think like, oh, my God, I don't want none of this. So that was my mentality, and I believe that in pushing people.
Did you push – were there other people on the team that you pushed like Nate, or was Nate just special and –
Now, the D-line, we're supposed to go out and work out for 45 minutes. I used to keep them out there for 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. They ain't have no choice. And then during the season, they had to eat lunch in the meeting room. And then I'll go over the film and stuff, and we'll break down the tendencies and stuff. So we kind of knew exactly what we were getting before we got it. I'm more of a micromanage type guy, dictator a little bit, you know. It's my way. If you can't figure out my way, then I don't need you. And, I'll forget people's name real fast.
It's like Nate. Nate's always said, if you want me to remember your name, you better do something. Nate will forget your name in a heartbeat or pronounce it wrong. But see, I get killed when I say stuff about what you just said, talking about, you know, the D-line and the defense. We eating lunch together in the meeting room, and we're going to watch this film together, and we're going to all see the same thing. And when I say that's what I want to see out of some of the leaders that we have on this current Cowboy team, they say that I'm being too harsh or I'm being
your hater.
Mm-hmm. But it's those type of things that if we're going to be on the same accord, especially defensively, then we got to sit together. We got to meet together. We got to be in lock and step all the time.
Well, you know what? I respect what you're saying. I don't know who you say leaders on the team because I haven't met those people. So when you got just individuals, then you don't have no leadership. And there's no dog in there that says, look, we're going over here to hunt, and mm-hmm. and you coming with me. And they don't come, man, they get punished, you know. Hey, it is what it is. We, you know, we had to do what we had to do to get guys to understand that winning is everything. If they're going to keep score, we're going to go out there with our A game. And I think that's something that goes through the locker room, just like air, you know, that winning mentality. You know, when I count here, they come out, they want to see my Super Bowl ring. I said, shit, let's go win one. Mm. I said, hey, I ain't got nothing for you. Let's go get one. And that's what the thing is. I challenge a lot of people to step that game up to greatness. And I was going to not elevate. I was not going to lower my standard to raise somebody else's.
Mm. We've talked about that a lot before, but it just seems, talk about no leaders in this team or whatever. Is that just the culture of today's NFL, or is that just kind of this particular team? That?
Well, it's two ways to lead. If players don't lead, then you got to have a coach that leads. You got to have a head coach that's demanding that you know, this is the way we're going to do things. There's no and, ifs, or buts. Or you have individuals, not a group of guys that, you know, at the round table that, you know, all they do is talk. And you got to be about action. And I was held, Ronnie Locke held me accountable when I played, as a rookie on him. And he's my heart and soul because I wanted to be like him. I found somebody that I wanted to be like. And Bill Walsh was so smart, so brilliant that, you know, I wanted to know what he knew, and the only way I could do that is I had to study, and so I think that's what brought out the best in me.
So you know Nate talks about it all the time, and you hear the stories of you being a leader, and you know one of, if not the leader in the locker room.
I would say asshole.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Some things never change.
Hey, bro, I like the way you was trying to make it feel good.
But you being a leader, is that something that you always had, like high school, college, or was that something that you learned from like Ronnie or somebody else how to be a leader? Can you teach leadership, or is it just something you have?
I was a thumper. Mm-hmm. When you did things wrong, we're going to have problems. You go out and drink, you go out and do blue, whatever. You don't know your plays or those mistakes over and over again. I was one of those guys who's going to put you in your place real fast and real damn quick. And I don't know if you call that leadership, but I try to set a high standard for myself, and it trickles down to the other people. You know, I tell them warriors don't die. They multiply, because even though they may not be here, but that spirit that we put inside them will come out. And we call that the dog. And guys listen to me talk because I was a winner. You know, I had just won two Super Bowls on a team the 80s. And so guys are looking for someone to step up. And I just thank God that I had an opportunity to do it.
So for somebody that's never played football or never been on a field, never been in a locker room, explain to them what, if someone did mess up, what would you exactly do to make sure they didn't mess up again? Well, would you go punch them in the face? Well, would you slap them? Cuss them out? What would you do?
No, we don't do the cussing out.
You don't do the cussing out?
No, I don't cuss them out, though. But I make them feel like an ant. I tell people my ex-wife used her words to make me feel like a snake crawl down on the ground to get out, because words are something you can't take back. And like I said, guys, it's all about the standard. Nate had a standard. Troy had a standard. Michael Irvin. The whole D-line, the DBs, we were one. We broke bread together. We were on Mondays and Thursday, we would eat together. You know, we would fight together during the week, and nobody held it against you. And I think that when you play like that, when you believe in each other like that, then a lot of times as the season got going, I didn't have to do that because those mistakes stopped. And that standard of excellence, when you start winning, oh my God, man, that's just like a great steak. You just want more of it and more of it. You know, or like apple pie. I'm a big apple pie guy. That's why I'm fat.
We got the great Nate Newton. Nate's on my mind. We got the great Charles Haley, 5-time Super Bowl champion with us. When you look at today's football and everything that's surrounded, right? You have the marketing, you have the social media. Is that part of it, mainly the social media, has that tarnished some of the dog that you talk about in players now? Because, you know, guys are so sensitive to what people are saying. Guys want to be on social media all day. They sometimes want to have a bigger presence on social media, a brand, than they do being a damn good football player. Do you think that's tarnished the game a little bit?
They want you guys' job while they playing, you know. I think it's destroying the teams when players can get on and say something that reverberates through the whole team about a different player or something. And I think right now this is going to be the hardest year for the Cowboys as far as players, because guys got or family got on social media and said things. Now, I don't know whether the player told the family member to say it or the family member took it upon themselves to say it, but how do you fix that? And the key is we're gonna find out who got thick skin or not. You know, for me, I didn't care what people say about me because I didn't watch sports shows, didn't do radio, so I was oblivious to it. But I'm really curious of how this is going to work this year, because I've never seen anything like this ever in my whole life, ever.
If social media was around during your Cowboy
man, come on, bro. hey, bro. Hey, don't bring me there. Hey, don't take me there. Jesus.
We're going to take our second break, and then when we come back, Charles, you are hosting a celebrity Texas Hold'em tournament. We want to know how that came about. And
you know, Nelly's going to be our special guest.
Really?
Yeah, he's coming out and playing with us.
That's awesome. And the list, I looked at the website the other day. The list is very... You got a lot of celebrities, man.
We're teasing it. Let's get to the
commercial. Let's go to the commercial.
Get back so we can hear about this list.
And I also want to know the whole decision to come to Dallas, how that played out. If you can go back in the memory banks and tell us what played into that decision and why and how and all that good stuff.
If you ask a question, I answer it.
Oh. Stay tuned, because this is going to get good when we come back on Hanging with the Boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough.
Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they make just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys Fan of the Year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year Award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. We are here with studio guest Charles Haley. Thank you for coming in, Charles. Thank you for sharing your wisdom on the show. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, Nate also says you are the smartest, one of the smartest football players he ever played with. How does that feel to know that you're one of the smartest people to ever grace the halls of?
I could have told you that for free. You know what? Hey, Jimmy, we were playing Denver and so we're in the bathroom and he said if you don't get your head out your butt, I'm gonna do to you what I'm doing. Flush your career down the toilet. So I'm looking at this dude, man, going like, you know what? I done got two sacks first half and forced fumble, and I'm balling. And you're going to come at me like this, right? And so on Monday, you know, he was walking in the hall, and so I stopped him. And I said, now, clarify your statement. I said, what you really mean is that because I was in one of those depression moods, so I didn't want to talk to people. I said, so what you're saying is you mad at me because I was not doing somebody else's job. I was not pushing guys on the field, making them come in the meeting room. You know, I didn't do any of the normal stuff I did. So that was why he's mad at me, because he expected me to do all those things. But he never said thank you. Mm. But he said it. After he went in the hall, you know.
Yeah. When Jerry picked you up at the airport and said you're the missing piece and all that, was there pressure to be that guy, to be the one that, you know, rallied the troops and did all that extra?
Jerry didn't say that. Ah. So that's what he did was he picked me up from the airport and I didn't know who the crap he was. And he grabbed my luggage, right? And I'm going like, they said, how you doing? I'm Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys. And he shook my hand, took that. And I'm looking at going like, you know, I'm perplexed. I'm looking at him. So then I go down, get my luggage. He's still talking, right? I'm thinking he's a media guy. And my luggage come, and he grabs my luggage. And I said, man, who's this dude? They said, yeah, he's Jerry Jones. He owns the Cowboys. I'm like, wow, okay. Okay. So he drives me to the hotel, and as we're going, and as I'm getting out the car, he said something nobody ever said to me. And he said, I got your back. Nobody said that to me. So at that point, I realized I could be me.
Mm.
And I walked into a team already, and I was an individual, and guys were looking me up and down because, you know, I'm 235 pounds coming, and I guess all the stories got there before me, and, you know, I didn't care. I came in, I was supposed to play the first game because I just had knee surgery, but these guys disrespected me by looking at me like that. So you know what? I had to show them. I think Texas is a show me state, right?
Right.
And I showed them better.
Let's talk a little bit about your Hold'em tournament. What is that? What's it for?
What's my foundation called?
Tackle Tomorrow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's called Tackle Tomorrow. We're on the foundation, we're a reading program, and we go down to the worst schools and the worst areas, and we bring education. Most of the kids are reading 2 to 3 grade levels behind through iStation, and our reading coaches going into the schools, and we're providing computers, reading coaches, and then we do a store where kids have to earn through hard work bucks to go in the store to buy toys and stuff. So we do a lot of great things in the community to uplift the kids in the community. And I tell the parents, I'm very, y'all know I'm very direct. So I tell them, you know what, I can't help your life. Can't help your life. You done what you did. And, I did. But why don't you give your kids a chance? And our footprint is in DISD, and I want the parents to know that we're not like other foundation come in for a minute and gone. We've been there for 3-4 years, but it takes money to run the foundation and to be able to provide the tools that we use. And so we're having a poker tournament on April 17th. You can go to Tackle Tomorrow, get the information, but we have Nelly coming in to play in the tournament, and we have a lot of great players coming in. And,
who's who of Hall of Famers?
Yeah. Yes. Look at that list, man.
Yeah, Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith, Tim Brown, LaDainian Tomlinson, Mike Singletary, Ronnie Lott, Earl Campbell. I mean, it's Darren Woodson. There's a ton of guys.
Yeah,
Charles Haley.
Well, you know what? These guys honor me by coming to the poker, and then we do a golf tournament too. And the golf tournament, we do more Hall of Famers. We bring in like 15, 16, 17 Hall of Famers in for that. But April 17th, we have a couple tables left and some individual tickets. And we want you to join us. Help us help others, you know. Be the change you want to see in others.
That's great. Do you play?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you a poker player?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I already told Nelly. I said, hey, bruh. I said, you better be glad there ain't no money on the table because I'll take all of yours.
What does when you think about this type of, this guest list, right, to have these folks come out, what does a Charles Haley phone call to someone to get, to tell them you need them to come out to one of your charity events? You pick up the phone and you look through your Rolodex and you're like, okay, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, this one. Michael Irvin.
Well,
bring. Hello. What does Charles say on the other end to get Michael Irvin to come out to the charity event?
Well, I y'all told me this is a family thing. I can't, so I can't say what.
We can bleep some things out. What is that phone call?
Well, I just want you to know that I tell them, Michael has been to every event this year. Emmett has been to every event. Troy came last year. Daryl Johnson, Tolbert, Chad, Tony Casillas. I mean. And then the Hall of Famers, man, good Lord. Mel, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, so I bring a lot of those guys in. And I just, when I call, I be nice for about a couple minutes. Then I say, hey, you can bring your what's the deal? I say, hey, what? The last black person you talked to was your mama? I said, we need you. And then I for a few minutes, I tell them about what the reader program and what we do. And I think you just got to remember where you came from.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't come from no silver spoon in your mouth. Okay? So sometimes you got to remind people that in order to take a step forward, you gotta stand still. Never step backwards, but you stand still. Because if you back up, you're going to see all the shit you did wrong. I ain't never going to back up.
Right.
But I'll stand still for a couple of minutes. But then I'm running. And the beautiful thing about my foundation is that the money and stuff goes to the kids. I have two people working on Tacklemore. I don't take a dime. And I just, everything that we do, from the moment that kid pick up the computer and open it, or that teacher open it, we know exactly what's going on. And so we have the results we can show people of success. And I know people need to understand that they, you know what, we're a nation of immigrants, and that we have to help change the way people see education, because education is mobility. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a chance until I went to college. And when I went to college, the hardest thing I ever did was to get my education. I was reading three grade levels behind. The reading writing lab said, you know what, I'm not going to write your paper, but I'll help you. And I stayed there during the summer. And so I gave James Madison my Hall of Fame bus. Because I want every kid to walk through that door to understand it's not a right, but a privilege to get your education. And guys, the best thing I ever did in my life, and the hardest thing I did in my life, was to get my education. And I got highly educated fools as kids. They highly educated, trust me. hey, and they tell dad how dumb he is, you know, every day.
That's awesome. I didn't know that you gave your bus to.
Well, now you know.
Yeah. That's awesome, man.
That's amazing. Awesome. I mean,
they earned it. They took a chance on me.
Yeah, the fact that you committed to getting your education and all that, because I know you grew up, like you said, didn't get the education you needed, but a lot of people just say, especially a guy with athletic talent like you, you just keep riding the system out. But it's pretty amazing. You got it.
That's what, you know, when I go down south and talk to kids, you know, I tell the coaches, you know what, that kid is not going anywhere unless you make him accountable. And that that if you set that kid down and tell him he got to get his grades, then that's when you start making change. Stop using kids just for your own promotion. And they don't call me back no more after that. I don't get that repeat call no more. Okay?
You read off the list of folks and former teammates that are going to be there. That seems to be a common theme. We talked about how tight you guys were when you played together. You guys, when somebody needs something from a teammate from back in the day, you guys seem to always show up for each other still. And that doesn't seem to happen a whole lot. Maybe it does and we just don't hear about it, but you guys are always there for each other, 20, 30 years later. Is that a product of winning, or is that a product of just the team that you guys built and
the brotherhood
that – you know, it seems like that's lost these days. Like, that doesn't happen.
Well, you know, when you go out and you got torn rotator cuff, you know, knee damage, and, you know, but yet, as I told my team, I would never forsake them. And, you know, I came back after a couple weeks of back surgery to play with Pittsburgh, because I felt like I had to, you know, I made a commitment. And I didn't care the cost. It's because at the end of the day, I want to be known as a winner. I want the guys to know that I would sacrifice everything for them. And that's when you know. You know, the guys today, I ask a lot of these guys, they say yay, and then they don't show up. Mm-hmm. But yet, I still come out and try to help motivate those guys, help them to see that maybe there's a different way to do this, you know, and walk around with an attitude is not going to change anything. what you do is what you do at practice dictates what you're going to do in the game. So if you half-ass in that practice, that's what you're going to do in the game. But they don't understand that you got to go full speed. You got to come in with an attitude. That attitude is the altitude that's going to raise you to greatness. And I do really bad things at games to guys when they're not listening, and I can't say what I do. I might hit them in the balls or something. You know? It'll be an accident, but you know what? I get my point across. You know, hey, focus.
Yeah. What do you do on game days? Are you at the stadium on game days, or where do you watch games?
Now?
Yeah.
I go out there, and I have to do something for one company. So I'm out there for the first quarter, then I go home. I don't watch the game.
Really?
No.
No.
I see it at practice. I watch the film at practice. I know who's gonna win or lose because the talent of the other team or the lack of talent on our team and the lack of preparation. I can see it, and it for me it's easy. It's easy because, you know what, I told him the guy at Green Bay, that quarterback, you know, that guy's an Aaron Rodgers, man. He throws the prettiest pass. Like Aaron Rodgers, it just drops down so beautiful. And I knew that if they couldn't get up on the guy, that it's going to be a hard day.
I would be remiss not to put you in the seat of general manager. If Charles Haley, if you took your size 15, 16, and you were able to kick Jerry and Steven out of the GM manager seat and you were sitting in the seat, what would be some of the things that you would do today to help improve this football team to hopefully get them back to the glory days of which you so richly were a part of?
Well, first, you know, the Joneses are billionaires. So I ain't kicking no money. You know, B with a B? They got a lot of money, okay? But if I had an opportunity to be there, I would build a team like they had before, two big receivers. They need to bring in some tall receivers that can go up for the ball, that 50-50 ball. They got some good tight ends. And you know what, everybody – you know, if guys getting open, they don't matter who that other tackler is, the ball's coming out of the quarterback hands faster. Discipline, when you're supposed to go 5 yards and come in, you're supposed to go 5 yards and turn in, or 3 steps and turn in. And we don't, you know, I watch the games too much. And after the game, and you don't see the people getting open, and then Dak forcing it, trying to make plays when he shouldn't. So, and then defensively, you know, it's hard for them. They don't play. There's too many as a defensive lineman, continuity, being able to play with the same people, play after play, and then when they get tired, then somebody else come in. But on every play, you change in personnel, and you change the defensive line, so there's never any continuity. And so that is why, you know, you get the ball run up your butt or, you know, they attack you like that because, you know, when you run games, it's timing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's timing. This guy got to realize, you know what, hey, I'm coming. When I hit it, you better be gone. And so you can't get that right now. But If I was Jerry, I got to get me one good receiver, and then after that I don't care what he does.
Look at you!
That.
Look at the defensive guy coming to our side wanting some receivers in the room. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm see. Even the defensive guys know that offense wins. No, I'm playing.
Let me tell you, my theory.
That's
life
what Michael Irvin was saying,
best,
right?
The best offense is the best defense is a great offense. Yeah. Hey, and way I told my guys is we're just like off. We're always attacking. We're not defending crap. We're attacking. We're getting upfield, coming up with attitude. We slamming people. And let me tell you, when you see five, six people hitting the running back, like we used to do, we used to run sideline to sideline. You'll never see one guy making a tackle. Hey, and that's intimidating.
Yeah. Is there any player in the league today that you go and you say, you know, is there any player today in the National Football League that you go, that's a young Charles Haley right there? That's a guy who got the Charles Haley mentality, skill set, domination. Is there a guy that you look at and you go,
hey, I know people might get mad on this one, but the quarterback for Buffalo,
Josh Allen?
Oh, Lord. Okay. That brother got, hey, he got to be a brother, dog, man. He going to run over you. Then get up, talk trash. Quarterback, I ain't never seen that before, man. He, I love watching him when he scrambles and stuff. I like the McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm. The running back from the Niners?
Yeah. I'm defensively, man, you know what? You know, they're getting blocked one-on-one, and I don't, you know, that's why I don't really like the way compare us to the people today, because we were getting smashed. You know, I got de-cleated. The rules changes making this into a flag football game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an aggressive game no more. They don't even say it's a violent game no more.
Jones, you talked about some of these young kids got to step up. You worked with these linemen out there. You think guys like Sam Williams, Mazi Smith, those guys can kind of take the place of some of the players they've lost this coming year?
They got no choice. And, hey, those guys got the athleticism. Now do they have the want? Do they want to be the best? And, you know what? I just want one time to hear somebody say, I want to go to the Super Bowl. I'm tired of them saying, I want to get to the playoffs. Mm. Hell, that means you're playing for second place. Mm. When is the attitude coming, I want to win it all. I want to go to the dance, and I'm going to dance with the queen. You know, that's what makes me angry, because I just walk around, I don't hear it. They're scared to say it. Because you know why they're scared to say it? Because people can hold them accountable. Mm. And I tell these guys all the time, I say, you know what I did before the game? I said, I had to visualize. I had to see myself being successful. Then I verbalized. I said, I had to tell somebody, I'm going to be the greatest player out there. And then you know what? They can hold my ass accountable. And I said, that accountable part is what drove me. Because I already had the vision. All I need is people to hold me accountable.
Mm. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Charles. April 17th.
April 17th.
Hey, y'all want to promote this more?
I got you. Go to TackleTomorrow.com. April 17th for the Texas Hold'em Tournament. It's going to be at Planet Lincoln Dallas Love Field from 6 to 10 p.m. Tickets are still available.
And who's the special guest?
Nelly.
I didn't hear you say that.
My question is, is he bringing Ashanti?
Hey, I don't know who he bringing, but hey.
If he bringing Ashanti.
Is he performing, or is he just going to try to take all your money?
Oh, he's going to try to take some money, but no, he goes to Oklahoma and do a concert.
Oh, that's right.
There,
he has a concert in Oklahoma.
So he's coming down. He's making that stop first. You know what, guys? The greatest thing is having people like that believe in what I'm doing.
Mm.
Hey, and you know, Jerry Rice came last year and for golf, and we had run-ins at the 49ers and Steve Young. I mean, these guys are stepping up that game, not only showing up but also giving us resources. So. I got an opportunity to say the things I regret. Not that I'm sorry. I have to say what I regret, the actions I did, and I regret doing those things. And I feel great about it. It's on them after that. But whatever came to my mind, I did. And I, hey, guys, and I might have did it once or twice.
Tackle Tomorrow is the foundation. April 17th is the date. Planet Lincoln, Dallas Love Field, TexasTomorrow.com is where you can go and purchase the tickets. Nelly, Calvin Johnson, Emmitt Smith,
Michael. TackleTomorrow.com.
What did I say?
Texas.com.
I'm sorry, TackleTomorrow.com. Excuse me, I apologize. TackleTomorrow.com. The guest list is one that you will definitely want to be in attendance with, so go ahead and check that out, man. And, of course, we thank you for coming by, brother, and donning us with your presence today.
Great thing you're doing,
I hope y'all invite me again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Now that we know that, you know, now we know. We don't quite know, though, because
next time it might be different.
We have to get.
I got a few different personalities. Charlie and Charles.
Will you come back when Nate's when he recovers?
Oh, Lord, yeah.
We will definitely have to record that show because I've been around you two, and it will. I promise you two things: one, it will be fun, and two, it will have to be edited.
Hey, you know, Nate was really fat. So we called him a big vending machine. So we will kick him in the butt, get some popcorn to pop out, and Coca-Cola, hey, peanuts, and then one of the best ones, we call him a hog, right? We're going to cover him up, put some dirt, because, you know, we're going to roast that pig. Right? Hey, boy, we had some fun.
You had to have thick skin to be around.
Yes, yes, yes.
You could not be soft and sensitive.
Still do.
To be in that locker room with y'all back in the day, man.
Well, Kurt, good show, man. Sir. Charles, thank you for coming on. Jesse, good show. Chris, thanks for keeping us on the air. Josh, get this up on the internet as soon as possible. Jazz, thanks for keeping Chris company. We will bring Charles back when Nate, both of his knees are working and he's back in the studio. So, Charles, again, thank you. Great thing you're doing, man, for the community, for the kids.
Tackle Tomorrow.
Yes.
TackleTomorrow.com. TackleTomorrow.com.
Nice shirt, by the way.
Thank you.
Nice.
I'm showing my breasts. You know, when you're fat, you get breasts.
We will see you guys next week, same time, post-eclipse. On Hanging with the Boys.
We out!
Boys. This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!